You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 48 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, Jason. Jason, can you believe that we made it to episode 48?
No.
You can't, yeah?
I mean, that's, who knew?
I think I should start with apologies. I was so upset when I listened to last week's podcast because the audio quality was, it was subpar even for our standards.
Subpar at best.
Subpar at best is what we say. That was subpar at worst.
No, at worst it was just the worst podcast ever.
It was bad. So here's what happened. Not to get too technical on you. You know, you might not, you know, I'm pulling back the curtain a little bit here, but we record with a microphone.
$1,000 mic.
$1,000 microphone. That's street value. anyway, we record with a microphone. You know, I understand that we don't have the income, the budget that a mic and mic does.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not on their level, but we want to make it sound pleasant, yes, easy to listen to.
Easy on the ears.
So,
I like to call it ear candy.
I've never heard you say that before. So, we want to make it sound as good as possible. And last week when we recorded it, apparently I had not told the recording device to select the microphone. So instead, we were just recording from the crappy microphone that's on the computer itself. And so that's the reason for the poor quality.
So you could hear every truck roll by.
Yeah, and it was like hissy and kind of like high pitched.
It sounded like we were in a cave.
Yeah, like a can. Like we were recording inside a big can of pop, you know. Like it was really
a big 30-foot can of pop.
Yeah, and it was just bouncing around, and so I felt I was happy with the episode, the content.
Well, when we finished the episode last week, I remember thinking like this might be our best show ever.
This is it.
Like if I'm gonna show this or show the show, if I'm gonna distribute the show out to the masses,
Listen to episode 47. That's
the 47. That's the one.
Start on 47.
Yeah.
Not
like
now.
Everyone before it, total garbage.
Yeah.
Just start on 47.
Well, I just went to this podcast like meetup convention thing. You know, I don't exactly even know how to explain it, but it was just this guy talking about podcasting and, you know, how to get your name out there or whatever. And he was going through like asking everybody, hey, what's your name and what's your podcast? And I felt like embarrassed because he was like writing it down and stuff. I'm like, don't look up. Like I almost wanted to be like, don't listen to our last episode if you are going to listen to one, because the sound qualities, like he would probably listen to 5 seconds. I'd be like, these guys, they're horrible.
Amateurs.
Amateurs at best.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, I apologize. Hopefully it sounds better. I think I've done my due diligence this week to make sure that it sounds
good. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's instantly better.
And, you know, because of the Lower Road Radio Studios being located in downtown Marion, you're always going to hear maybe a random truck drive by, but it's just barely background noise. It's ambiance in this setting. Before, it was distracting and annoying.
Yes.
I couldn't even listen to the whole episode. I just stopped listening to it.
I listened to the whole thing because I wanted, like, honestly, if you haven't listened to the last episode, the last 15 minutes is the best.
Yeah.
And it was just silly and goofy.
I hurt myself. Like, I was sore later in the day.
I was crying laughing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a good one.
It was a good one. So this week, we're going to have all the quality content.
Well, this show's not nearly going to be as good as the last show.
No?
I don't know how. I mean, quality it will be. Content,
Well, we will just see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It won't be our worst show ever.
No.
That was like episode 1 and 2. One actually never even released.
One, but it's still in the vault. So
it's in the vault.
If you would like to make a donation to Lower Road Radio Studios.
For $1 million.
For $1 million, we will release. You will get your own copy. I'll put it on a DVD.
We'll drive it to your house.
Yeah. For $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fly it to China.
Yeah.
So,
you could be the exclusive distributor of episode 1.
Right.
Like, we'll give you the only copy, and then you can release it and make money yourself.
That's, I mean, it's a collector's item.
Yeah.
Imagine you had like a lost episode, you know,
of the Cosby Show.
One of the Cosby Show. Sure. Okay. I wasn't. All right.
It's an American classic.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I it like was to, on for like 15 years.
I like to, at weddings, I like to dance like Bill Cosby. You know, he's like back straight, kind of yeah. arms like pointing out, you know. I do that a lot. That's kind of my go-to, the Bill Cosby dance.
Do you do it on purpose to embarrass your wife and kids?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the only reason
to
do it.
Well, because they're always trying to get me out. Like the kids are always trying to get me out to do like,
chicken
you know,
dance.
Right foot this time.
Yeah.
Left foot this time. You know.
Three steps back.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, right. Cha-cha, real smooth. And nobody knows how to do the cha-cha. Everybody just is like, you know. There's always like one random annoying person. They're like, nah, this is the cha-cha. It's two and a half steps forward and one step back or something, you know.
Or the chicken dance. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, they always want me to do all that stuff, and I hate it. It's so annoying. But I'll get out there, and I'll do the Cosby.
Yeah.
I will do the Cosby. So funny.
Dance.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing else. The maybe jokes and voice.
The pudding, the jello. That's not that good. So anyway, so that's that. You know, normally we like to, you know, Jason and I, we've been kicking around. Maybe get some feedback on that. We've been kicking around some changes to Lower Road Radio.
Yes.
And we're about ready to probably open up a podcast network of shows. So, and then under that network, there'll be different shows. You know, for all we know, like Husky Luke will have a show, his own show about the Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
You know, that he that can fall under the Lower Road Radio Network.
I don't know who would listen to it, but...
The Cornhusker fans. You know?
Both of them.
Adam the Male Nurse could do a show all about the Montana Grizz, you know?
Or about the lifestyle of nursing as a male.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, Johnny Meadows, right, could do a show on cycling, right?
Yeah.
We don't know. And then we've talked about doing a Netflix show where every week...
Don't give away all of our secrets right now. We don't have to pick it up. Someone's going to start it before us and make all the money.
I'm 100%... Okay, all the money. But I'm 100% sure somebody already does that.
Well, we would do it better.
Okay, but either way, we do like to give Netflix suggestions. Have you been watching anything on Netflix or Hulu?
I just watched
or...
Jedi Junior High.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I watched it with the kids. They were in totally wrapped up in it completely. Yeah.
It's like 15 years ago.
Right.
A production company.
Like a local theater.
Local theater produced... Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. As a musical played by 12, 13, 14-year-old kids.
Kids.
Actually, like 10, 11, 12-year-old kids.
Right, yeah.
Like the youngest was, I think the youngest was 8.
Right.
That was Yoda.
Okay.
And the oldest one was like 12 or 13.
All right, before you continue, we're going to do the 1, 2, 3 thing again because this works pretty well. By saying the character's name, so like you would say Anakin Skywalker, although that's not a, you know what I mean, obviously choice.
Yeah.
Of all of the kids... In the musical, which one did you like the most?
Okay.
Like, who was your favorite kid? Like, I like this kid.
Okay. Right?
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Chewbacca.
Yes! He was my favorite. He didn't want to be there ever. He was so annoyed.
The only reason he was there is because it was a Star Wars.
He's like, this is cool. It was Star Wars. And then he got there.
He's like,
this is like singing. I'm going to have to memorize lines.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any lines. He was just, that's all he had to do.
Well, he had to be on set, like on stage at certain times.
He was so funny. Yeah. I loved that kid.
And then I love the one scene where, like, the kid playing Han Solo is out there. He's like, oh, wait a second, I'm not on Hoth anymore. He takes his jacket off.
Just
at practice.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I like the Han Solo kid, too, because he was like, I'm not very popular. I don't have a lot
of... Well, he's like... Han Solo was like a bad guy, good guy, and I'm just a good guy.
Yeah, right. No, that was.
I don't know if it was a captivating. Like, if you don't like Star Wars, that it's going to be an awful.
Yeah, I
don't watch it. If you don't like Star Wars, don't watch it.
I wouldn't have probably kept watching it if my kids weren't with me. But they were like all of that age. You know what I mean? So they were fascinated by it.
Right.
So I kept watching it because they were really interested in it. Yeah. But it wasn't that bad. It was halfway decent.
Yeah, I like documentaries. I mean,
I do.
You know, if it's halfway done, you know, halfway done well, I'll watch it.
I am in the middle of a documentary on Amazon called Mine Wars. I finished my New York documentary. Yes. That was like 20 hours long. Rick Burns.
Yeah, his brother. Ken's brother.
Okay. But this one's called Mine Wars, and it's about the coal mining in West Virginia in like the early 1900s and how they revolted against, it was really, really, it's really good. Super interesting.
John Meadows would know all about that.
Probably, yeah.
Being from West Virginia.
Yeah, he's from West Virginia.
J. Will WV,
who is on our Lower Road Radio group.
Yeah.
Which we're not getting into yet.
Sorry.
On ESPN Streaming the Cast. We're not ready to talk
about
it.
Did I segue too early?
You segued too early. So your suggestion is Jedi Junior High.
I just said I watched it. My suggestion is actually Snow Day.
That movie stinks.
Well, here's the thing. So here in Ohio, just the other day, it was last Thursday it snowed.
Yeah.
And like there was a possibility that there might be a snow day. Because we got a couple inches of snow.
Sure.
And I'd seen Snow Day like years and years and years ago. I knew it was a crappy movie, but I put it on for my kids, and my kids are just fascinated by it. So we get in the car Sunday, and it starts snowing again, like on our way home from church. And Harrison goes, "Are we going to have a snow day tomorrow?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "I don't know, maybe." Yeah. He goes, "Anything can happen on a snow day."
Like, that's like the line of the
movie, yeah. So,
no, I started.
As a kid, though, Snow Day is like not the movie itself, but having a snow day is like a magical thing.
And our kids miss out, I think, on an element of it that we enjoyed.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning, sitting around the radio,
you listen to waiting the radio,
for it to announce.
You're eating
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes or Cocoa Berries or whatever.
You know, I don't like Rice Krispies. I like Rice Krispie treats, put together with the marshmallows. Uh-huh. If you're eating a bowl of Rice Krispies, not pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take it or leave it.
They get soggy really quick.
They do. You got to be quick on that.
Yeah.
I mean,
just minimal milk, and you got to stir it all in.
Right.
Because once it gets soggy, it's gross. But we're sitting there 6:30 in the morning eating Frosted Flakes,
Cocoa Pebbles, whatever.
Whatever.
And listening to the radio, and then they're going through the list of schools.
Typically in alphabetical order.
For some reason, it always seemed like Elgin was last.
Yeah.
But that's the school we went
to. Well, a lot of times they would do businesses first, and then finish with the schools.
Right.
You're just sitting there waiting.
And so, and you'd always, there was always like an added benefit if like the other schools were on a 1 hour delay, but you got canceled.
Yeah.
That was always like.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're just waiting, like Pleasant, 1 hour delay. Ridgedale, 2 hour delay. River Valley, 1 hour delay. Elgin, running on time. No!
It's the worst. And then when everybody's on a 2 hour delay, you're like, surely they're going to give us a 2 hour delay.
Yeah, right. You're like, you're hitless, like, hey, this is happening, you know? And you always want that one, there's always like one principal, like, or the superintendents, I think, or whoever. In my mind, I don't know about
it's
you.
It's the principal, but it's not the principal.
In my mind, it was the principal would wake up in the morning. He would walk outside
and just look at the
front
door.
He would kind of look around, and then he'd make a call and be like, yeah, we're not going to do this today. This is too much. But obviously, there's much more that goes into it. But in my mind, that was it. Because I always remember, I think I knew where our principal lived.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I think it's worse by his house. And that was, the benefit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope it's bad at his house.
I'm sure there's a transportation guy in charge of the buses. The buses won't start.
Yeah, there's a whole policy of stuff that they have to follow. But in my mind, principal, walks out to get his paper in the morning. He's got his, robe on, coffee.
It's really bad out today.
He's like, oh, no, I'm not sending these kids out today, Feels like 2 hours today.
Yeah. But so, now you just get a text on your phone.
You just get a text on your phone.
Yeah.
Which, it's like, hey, kids, school's canceled. Yay. And it's exciting. But it's all about the anticipation.
Yes.
That's what makes Christmas
so
good.
Well, I feel like maybe from this point on, maybe I'll just put a radio in the living room and just, make the kids.
Do they still do that?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, man. I'll bet they don't.
I bet they do.
Okay.
Because Marion Radio, what else are they talking about?
I don't know. It is great, though. Honestly, I told Erica and the kids this the other day because we were talking about this.
Yeah.
And I said, I might not have ever in my life experienced joy to the level that I felt.
Other than, your day of marriage and the birth of your kids.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't even know because I saw that coming. You know what I mean? That was this is going to happen. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm happy.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you just kind of but that . I don't know what's going to – this could be good or this could be bad or – I don't know that I've ever – and I hated school as a kid.
Yeah.
Never wanted to go to school.
Everybody does.
Well, I used to stand outside and just cry in kindergarten every single day.
Yeah.
And wait for the bus. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And I literally a couple times threw myself on the ground on purpose to try to make myself bleed. Yeah. And if I could get a little blood like come from my knee, then I'd run inside. I'm bleeding. I can't go to school. You right. know. But of course, you always just got turned back around.
Yeah.
I never actually injured myself enough to not go to school. But I hated school. So yeah. And then you finish your cereal.
Yeah.
And then you put on your snow gear and you're outside making a tunnel in a snowdrift.
Yeah.
And that's the rest of your day. You come inside for hot chocolate, go back out. Life could not get better than those days
right
there.
It's the best.
It's the absolute best. Oh, yeah. My gosh. You can never go back, though.
No.
Like, even now, when the kids have a snow day, I could go outside and build a snowman with them. But I'm, like, while I'm building the snowman, I'm looking at the house thinking about my mortgage.
You know?
Like, it's like I'll never have that
pure
joy ever again.
It is sad.
All right. I don't know. I went from a very happy thing to a very sad thing. How did that happen?
Because you're an adult now.
I know.
It's not as fun.
It's not as fun. So your Netflix suggestion is Snow Day.
Yes. And I'm not 100% sure it's actually on Netflix right
now. It is.
Oh, is it?
Because we turned it on the other day, and like 5 minutes into it, I'm like, this is stupid. Let's watch something else.
Yeah.
We started watching The Santa Claus with Tim Allen last
night. Oh, yeah.
The kids like that.
Santa Claus number 3?
1.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay, number 3, we just watched that.
Martin Short?
Yes.
Is that any good?
Frost. Yeah.
He's Jack Frost.
Jack Frost, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
I just watched Christmas Vacation last night.
You did?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
That's the big one. Erica and I watched that one together.
I don't like watching that with the kids.
Yeah, I don't watch it with the kids. But Erica and I always watch that one together. So I've been holding off, because we have it on DVD.
Yeah.
I've been holding off on that one and A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. Well, Christmas Story's been 24/7 at our house.
Oh, really?
We do a lot of Christmas Story. We do a lot of Buddy the Elf.
We did do Buddy the Elf. We have watched that. But Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and...
See, my wife hates It's a Wonderful Life.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
It's okay.
Is this a Christmas movie draft? Are we in the middle of a Christmas movie draft? We don't even know it.
Do we need to finish this? And then the other thing is, like, what movies count as Christmas? Does, like, Die Hard count as a Christmas movie?
I know, that's a popular debate.
Iron Man 3?
Oof, boy.
It's based around Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Opening scene is, like, a Christmas scene.
I don't remember that movie.
It was good.
I'm kind of on Iron Man. He's fine.
I love Iron Man.
He's all right.
And I love Thor.
Thor.
I'm a big Thor guy.
Thor, I remember going into it thinking this movie's going to really be stupid.
Yeah.
And then coming out of it thinking, it wasn't that bad, you know.
Yeah. I had high hopes, and it met expectations.
As we sit here today, we're 48 hours away, I think, from Rogue One coming out. Which
we already bought our tickets.
Very excited about.
We're not going opening day. We got tickets for next week.
We're going after Christmas. So
lame.
We almost always get movie tickets for Christmas.
Oh.
So we're going to...
Well, we bought our
It's a financial
seats.
Decision.
I got you. We actually bought our seats. Like, we don't have to go early and wait in line.
That's nice.
We've got assigned seats. So when we get there, we can just go sit down.
I've heard nothing but very good reviews. Also, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know we both enjoy the Star Wars.
Yes.
But also, I read a rumor today that episode 8 of Star Wars is going to not have one trailer.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, I like that.
Because we get it's a family event.
When a new trailer comes out.
Yes, we play, because we got the
Roku
box.
I kind of like the idea of, like, I don't know anything. You know, like going into it completely blind.
I get the goosebumps.
I cried when I saw the first, like, cried is I welled up.
You teared up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do too.
Yeah, like when Han Solo and Chewbacca walk through and he's
Chewie,
we're home.
I know.
Like, I'm like, that's it.
I know that. And then when he goes, he says, you know, the Jedi, da 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 da, and it's true. And she goes, what part? He goes, all of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's dusty in this movie theater. So, I don't know where all of that came from. We were giving our Netflix suggestion of the week. We were talking about Christmas movies. What's a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Iron Man 3, apparently, is a Christmas movie.
Like Happy Feet? It's penguins?
No.
Snow?
No. It's not a Christmas movie.
No, it's on, like, it's on people's list.
It's not on my list.
Anything with snow in it, I think, is considered Christmas.
Guardians.
Of the Galaxy?
Not of the Galaxy. The Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah, no, I've never seen it.
It's got Santa Claus in it.
So does it Narnia.
Father Christmas.
Same thing.
Maybe. I don't know that Narnia is a... we're not going to get into that, because that'll be a whole new discussion. But we should, around Christmas time, which we are. Today's December 14th.
Yes.
Around Christmas time, we should do a Christmas movie something.
Let's do it on episode 49. Was that next week?
Episode 49 is next week, yeah.
Because I think Harrison might be around for that.
Okay.
So maybe in a three-way draft. And he
can three-way draft?
And he can draft his Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm. I'm for that.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that. So so let's move on from that. Your suggestion is Snow Day. My suggestion is...
Jedi Junior High.
No.
It was okay.
Okay, that'll be my suggestion. All right, so moving on. Let's get right into the NFL. Now, one of our favorite things to follow this year has been the Browns of Cleveland.
Yes.
They are not good at football.
No.
They lost to the Bengals, who are also not very good this year.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of a fight, a little uproar between Adam Pac-Man Jones. I don't know if he goes by Pac-Man anymore, and Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor was apparently smack-talking, and Adam Jones afterwards said some stuff. You know, said he's garbage, and then he, like, pulled up a garbage... He was, like, talking to a garbage can. You in there? He's in here, you know, or something like that. So there's smack talk between the Browns and the Bengals, which is ridiculous because they're both losers. Like, just shut up. Just stop talking. But you had asked me before the show, do I know who the last quarterback to win a game for the Browns was?
Yes.
And it was Touchdown Johnny? No, Johnny Football.
Yeah, Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
You're thinking Touchdown Tommy Vardell.
That's...
And Stanford fullback.
Yeah, I mean,
he's... Never scored a touchdown in the NFL.
Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, I don't even know what Johnny Manziel is doing right now. Is he...
He's probably at a strip club somewhere.
Probably.
Or rehab.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah. Like, Arena League football is his best fit, probably.
Maybe. Canadian football.
Sure. I don't know if he likes the cold. He's, you know...
There should be, like, a... We've talked about this before. Like, the old XFL.
Yeah.
I think that could resurrect if they had some fun things, like, involved.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Well, anyway, so Johnny Manziel and the Browns are still stinking up the joint.
0-13?
Yeah, I mean...
Really, really
Hugh
bad.
Jackson hasn't been fired
yet.
Yet, but man, it's going to be... Like,
well, the problem is, honestly, they've gone through almost as many coaches as they have quarterbacks.
Yeah,
like, every year or two, they flip coaches.
I know.
Like, you're not building... Like, what's the guy in Cincinnati?
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis has had some really bad years, but has turned it around and had some good years.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you just stick with the guy long enough, you build a culture and you
That's what the Steelers do.
Yeah.
The Steelers had Chuck Knoll.
They've had three coaches in the last 50 years.
Yeah. Chuck Knoll,
Bill Cowher,
and now Tomlin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think that's smart. You know, and they've had a couple of down years with Tomlin where things weren't great.
Right.
But you just have to stick with it. You have to, because obviously whatever the Browns are doing is not working.
No. No.
It's bad.
Everything needs a change.
It's really bad.
Well, that's the problem, because it's like, oh, we suck, we got to change it, and they start over and they suck. Oh, it sucks, we got to change it.
Right.
You know, it's a cycle.
You just got to bring in somebody that you trust and say, for the next 10 years, we're just going to make incredible. I thought they were doing that, though, because I thought they did the right thing in the draft, where they traded down, they did the Patriots thing, and they got linemen, offensive and defensive linemen. They were just stockpiling that.
Well, to their credit, though, they're starting, like, they kept every rookie that they...
Yeah.
Like, 22 rookies.
So maybe it is a long-term game, and maybe they have told Hugh Jackson, listen, you're here for 10 years.
We've got a lot of young players that we're going to develop.
Yeah. And Joe Thomas apparently came out and said he doesn't want to play for anybody else. He wants to win in Cleveland.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah, so that's great. So he can help these younger guys that are coming in kind of build a – because he's, you know, maybe the best at his position in the league. I don't know how you judge that. I'm not qualified to judge that. So that's the NFL. The other thing interesting in the NFL is, well, the Cowboys have lost twice this year.
Yeah.
Both times against the Giants. So the Giants have their number. If they end up, because they're in the same division, having the same record at the end of the year, the Giants are going to have the tiebreak, obviously, because of that. So they lose to the Giants, and now they're is some question as to whether Dak Prescott should continue to be the quarterback or it should be Tony Romo. A lot of people are saying that Tony Romo would have won that game if he had been the quarterback, which is hard to argue because he's just been in the league longer. And, you know, Dak looks really good. And now Jerry Jones is kind of like hinting at maybe if things aren't looking quite right, he, you know, they might go to Romo. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a long-term gain because
with Dak?
Well, Dak and Elliott and Dez Bryant is not old. Like, just stick that core together. Keep that core together.
Mm-hmm.
I know they could probably make a run with Romo, but I think they can make an equal run with Prescott.
Yeah.
Here's the problem is this happens all the time. A rookie quarterback or a guy that nobody has film on, you know, comes in and lights it up for 8 or 9 games.
Right.
And then they get film on him, and they figure out how to attack him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's not as good. Like, Carson Wentz mm-hmm. has not looked good lately.
No, he has not.
Now, he didn't look horrible,
uh-huh.
and I think he's a good, you know, quality NFL starting quarterback.
But he doesn't have the offensive line that Dak has, and he doesn't have Ezekiel Elliott.
But what I'm saying is, if there's enough film on Dak right now,
right,
because he's 10 games in the year, you know, they've got mm-hmm. 10 games on him.
Right.
So now they can say, oh, here's the plan of attack. We've seen him lose. We know how to attack him. So this is what we're going to do. So if that's your argument, then you go back to Romo.
Yeah.
Romo's won, you know,
sure,
more games than he's lost.
Yeah, and in that game against the Giants, they had every chance to win, and Dak was not playing well.
Well, here's the thing. They're opposite players because Dak is your conservative. He's checking it down to the tight end. He's mm-hmm. throwing it. Like, Dez Bryant only gets 3 or 4
yeah.
attempts a game at a catch.
Right.
He's only gets thrown to a couple times. He doesn't throw the ball further than 15, 20 yards down the field. Romo is, you know, the reincarnation of Brett Favre, just chucking it all over the place.
Right.
So I think, you know, Romo's gutsier and Prescott's more conservative. I think they're both good.
Mm-hmm.
But the conservative play, at least you're not turning the ball over, and you've got a great running game. So, you know, I think that the Cowboys are just as likely to win with Prescott as they are Romo. And I would probably keep Prescott knowing that you've got a couple years ahead of you.
Yeah.
You go back to Romo now, and you might shatter what you started to build.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be hard to – they obviously are good enough to win the Super Bowl this year. You just look at their record.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it would be hard to –
the Giants thing, though, it's – that's not a thing. You lose twice. They're not going to lose 3 times.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The Giants seem historically – to have a knack for winning big games.
Yeah, they're helter-skelter. I mean, they're Jekyll and Hyde. They're all over the place. Like, they're either good or they're bad.
Yeah.
But that's day-to-day. That's not even, you know... But you can go up any team and have that.
Yeah, I guess. The other really stupid thing is, after the game, they did a little lip-reading analysis on Eli Manning when he's shaking Tony Romo's hand, and Eli Manning leans in and says, "I've got your back."
What does that mean?
I think it means, like, hey, man, I know you should be quarterback, and I've got your back. But, like, what
in
like
what
you said.
Like, is he calling Jerry Jones?
He's like,
hey, dude, you
come on, man.
Normal.
Let's, you know, we all see it. You know,
yeah.
Like, put in. And Eli Manning has a vested interest in the Cowboys not being good.
Yes, yes.
You know? So maybe it's like, I don't think Eli Manning's smart enough to do. I think he's just, I've never looked at Eli Manning and thought, that's a Rhodes Scholar,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he if it's just something you say. I don't know. But they're making a big deal
about
it.
Maybe he's trying to get Romo to be, like, the backup in New York. Like, I've got your back. Like,
yeah.
If this doesn't work out in Dallas,
right,
we'll get you a job in New York.
Well, I think if it doesn't work out in Dallas, I think the Broncos are going to bring him in.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, I think that's a good fit. And they're going to try to recreate what they did with Peyton Manning and bring in a quarterback at the end of his career and, you know, just put enough defense and running around them to make it worth it. So, anyway, so that's that. The other interesting thing happening in the NFL right now is the Rams of Los Angeles, which is a weird thing to say, the Los Angeles Rams, I'm still not used to it, have fired Jeff Fisher.
Yes.
Good move, bad move, short-sighted.
I'm a Jeff Fisher guy. I like Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
He was, for a while, the longest-running coach in Tennessee.
Right.
Because he was with Houston.
Yeah.
Like, you know, his tenure and for the Titans.
He was there for the whole Eddie George career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You know, once again, I'm more, just stick with the guy.
Right.
Just stick with him, because it's not as bad. And it's not his fault that he's got a crappy team placed around him.
Yeah, he's got no quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, the team is not good. They weren't supposed to be good.
Yeah.
But I think...
Even Todd Gurley, he's a great running back.
Yeah.
But I think that was like a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knew he was going to be good.
Right. Yeah, it was like a surprise.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Fisher's problem is, I think it's a personality thing. That whole stuff with Eric Dickerson and him not wanting Eric Dickerson on the sideline and...
Well, Fisher doesn't strike me as an L.A. guy, though.
He went to USC. He is an L.A. guy.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just...
He seems like a Midwestern dude.
He does. He does seem a Midwestern.
I know, because he's... But I think he...
I could see him in Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense to me somehow. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Jeff Fisher's out, and they put in the offensive coordinator, somebody else's temporary, you know, head coach. But apparently, there is some rumblings that they're looking at Jim Harbaugh. And, quote, it's a, quote, very real thing that Jim Harbaugh is considering being the coach at Los Angeles. It seems like if there was ever a quarterback made to – I mean, a quarterback, a coach made for Los Angeles, it was Jim Harbaugh, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's going to – he would do very well there.
Yeah.
He's obviously a good coach.
Yeah.
But if I'm a Michigan fan, I am just – praying to Bo Schembechler, because I assume Michigan fans pray to Bo Schembechler.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah, that Jim Harbaugh stays, because you had a run of really bad coaches there for a while. It did not work out, and now you finally have some momentum. And if I'm a Michigan fan, I'm thinking the next 5 years are going to be awesome. They're going to be...
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I honestly, as a Michigan, I'm not a Michigan fan, but if I was a Michigan fan, I would be like, we've got our coach for the next... decade.
Yeah, because he's fairly young.
Yeah,
and he's great, and
he's had some success.
He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah,
so why not stay here forever?
He's getting the recruits. Mm-hmm. People are wanting to go play for him.
Yeah, it seems like Jim Harbaugh, though, he's a bit of a nomad. You know, he doesn't like to stay in one place very long, I think.
And he hasn't rejected. I mean, this story's been out for a couple days now. He has not rejected.
He's had an opportunity to stand up and say, "This is ridiculous." You know, I bleed.
I'm a Michigan man.
I bleed maize and blue.
Yeah.
And you know, not only am I staying at Michigan, but we're going to beat Ohio State this year. You know, coming up, and we're going to win it out. You know, like he has an opportunity to put this to bed, like easy.
Yeah.
And he is not.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means he's considering going to LA.
Does he have commitment issues, or does it mean that he's not happy at Michigan? Does it mean that he doesn't think he can win?
I think he has commitment issues. You know what I mean? I think...
Is it money?
Well, I know that he'll get more money in LA than he will. I mean, Michigan could make him the highest paid, if they wanted to, maybe the highest paid coach in all of college football.
Yeah.
But it's still not as much money as he could get in the NFL. And he's coached in the NFL, and now he's coached in college, you know? And you wonder if starting in college, then going to the NFL, and now coming back to college, if he's not thinking, you know what, I just prefer the NFL. I don't have to think about recruiting. I don't have to think about kids going to class. I don't have to think about boosters and local, stupid local radio and all this kind of stuff. And these guys were professionals. I could work them all day. I didn't have to think about all the things. And maybe he's just sitting there thinking, you know what? The NFL was better. I preferred being in the NFL. This is LA. I have a chance to like make my mark in LA and to get paid a ton of money.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Like, my thought process is always different. It's like you see college coaches last for 35 years.
Yeah.
You see that all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I like that. I would like that stability to say,
sure.
Honestly, Michigan would never fire Harbaugh. I shouldn't say never. I mean, if he had a couple really bad years, maybe.
But well, I think he's a good coach, you know. So
He would have a job at Michigan until the day he dies.
If he wanted to, I think so. But I don't know. It's a very real thing. And like you said, which is completely true, he could have put this to bed the first day it came out.
Yeah.
And it's been out there. It's been sitting out there for a few days. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what I'm rooting for.
As an Ohio State fan, I think you root that he stays in Michigan. But if he left, I think it'd be hilarious.
I think that's very well said. I think it's better for the rivalry. It's better for the Big Ten.
Yeah.
that Michigan's good. It's more fun to beat him.
Yes.
I know that if he stays at Michigan for the next 5 years, we could lose three of the next 5 years.
Or five of the five.
Yeah, he's just that good, yeah. And they're really good. Yeah. But our guy's pretty good, too. But that being said, you just want those both of those teams to be good.
Yeah.
And if he leaves now, who knows? Who knows what would
happen? It could go in a tailspin.
Yeah, it really could.
Who else would they get?
Jim Harbaugh was the perfect fit.
The perfect fit.
Chip Kelly.
I would not want Chip Kelly to go there because I think Chip Kelly would be a pretty good college. He was a good college coach. I think he would be, but that would scare me.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't know. Scare's not the right word.
Either way, we'll keep our finger on the pulse. We're very interested in this. I would assume whatever is going to happen will happen in the next... This can't last longer than a week or two, could it?
Well, I think he could go through the bowl because the Rams aren't looking to fill that right now.
He is not looking forward to these... He has to make a decision before the bowl because the bowl press conferences, it's... You know, when they're doing all of those press conferences, every other question is going to be about this. And his answer to those questions are going to tell you everything you need to know. If when they ask him about it and he has to answer it, if he says, I'm here, I'm not talking about that, if he starts using that kind of language, like, listen, I'm here because, you know, to beat Florida State. You know, we're all in Michigan. All we care about is this game right now. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Then he's going.
No matter what he says.
But if he says, the one thing that if he says, listen, I'm in Michigan to stay. I'm not going to L.A.
But that doesn't mean anything either.
That means a little something. That means more than just saying,
yeah,
I'm
deflecting.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
If he confronts the question and says, I'm not going, I'm not leaving Michigan, I'm going to be here next year.
But if he would have said that, he would have said that already, and he hasn't.
You would think so.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I feel like if he came out and said that now, I think it's a guaranteed Michigan loss.
John Harbaugh is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, let's not forget that. So it's possible that he's so weird, crazy, like that he's just been stuck in the basement watching film on Florida State for the last like
he
week.
Doesn't even know people are talking about
right,
it.
Right, yeah. Like he's like in cutoff khakis,
yeah.
You know, right now, like there's like Mountain Dew bottles everywhere or something like that, and he's just been watching film, and all of a sudden he comes out of the cave and he's like, what's happening? And he checks his Twitter feed or something. So like you should leave a window for that, you know, happening. But, you know, all that being said, it's very interesting. Very interesting to talk about. So there you go. And so that's the NFL. The NFL is in the middle of kind of just right in the middle of the season, you know, most kind of interesting time. We're starting to figure out what the playoffs are going to look like, so on and so forth. So I'm sure we'll talk more and more about the NFL going forward. But moving over to the NBA, which, like you told me before the show, you said the NBA doesn't even start until after Christmas, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple games, but Christmas Day, there's always two or three big matchups. And from that point on, I mean, then you watch the bowl games, and then the NBA season starts.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA season starts, you know, when it's halfway done.
Right.
You know, it just does.
Well, the NBA postseason, the playoffs, are a season in themselves. They're so long. It's like, you know, and everybody makes it to the playoffs. If you're halfway decent, you're in the playoffs.
I mean, if the NBA was not a growing league, I would think that they should cut games because it's too long of a season, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe do it baseball style where they do series. They'll like, you know, Miami will go to Cleveland and play three games in 3 days. You know, versus like, because right now it's like every other day they play in a different city.
It's like Miami, Atlanta, Cleveland,
Boston.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're just all over the place, you know. And if you made it more baseball style where they do three or four game series at a time,
yeah,
maybe that could speed the season up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It could be fun.
It could be fun, yeah.
So, you know, yeah, that'd be interesting how that would affect. Because they always talk about like in playoff series, like, playing a game two or three times in a row, and you start to get a feel for the other team, and the better team wins out.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I think the NBA is doing really well right now. So I think they're the...
Leave it alone. I mean, it's if it ain't fixed,
If it ain't fixed, don't break it.
Don't break it. Don't touch it. If it ain't fixed,
don't
break
it. I think it's ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. It's not broke. Is the same. And it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So there's, you know, we don't want to be too heavy on the NBA early in the season. We do have other stuff to talk about. But Russell Westbrook had 8 games in a row. Was that right?
Yeah.
8 games in a row where he had a triple-double. He tied Michael Jordan's record. Michael Jordan apparently had done that one time. And Russell Westbrook was, I think, both of our picks for the preseason MVP.
Yeah.
And is
playing up to it.
Doing exactly what we thought we would do. We said things like he could average a triple-double. And he might be averaging. I haven't checked his numbers lately. You know, why would I? You know. but he might even be averaging a triple-double at this point. So he's a beast. And it's just kind of crazy what he's doing. But I don't know that it's maybe even best for the team, you know? I wonder if it's better for the team for him to... Well, I don't know.
Well, the problem is, you know, a guy like that that goes 110%, he doesn't have a, you know, slow down speed. He's just 100% all the time.
Right.
That he's going to wear himself out before the playoffs, you know, get hurt or injured or... whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That he can't carry that intensity the whole time.
No, it's an intensity thing, and I think it's probably kind of like wearing on the other players. It's probably kind of exhausting to be around him because he's so intense. So Russell Westbrook is averaging, took me forever to find that, 2016 regular season, he's averaging 30 points a game.
Pretty good.
10.7 rebounds a game.
Not bad.
10.8 assists per game.
So he's averaging a triple-double right now. That's crazy.
I never thought anybody could ever do that. And we are, how many games?
A third of the way through the season.
We're
almost
25 games into the season.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing. And if it was the kind of situation where Durant's hurt, and so that's why he's playing by himself, but when Durant comes back, but Durant's not coming back.
Yeah, no, this is your team.
This is who you are and how you play. So,
what's James Harden doing? Can you look that up real quick?
I can look it up really quick.
I know that you just closed it out.
Closed it out, though.
He doesn't get quite the same numbers, but I've seen some of his stat lines lately, and it's like he's putting up similar numbers.
Well, he is. Something has changed in James Harden this year, and he's become an assist machine.
Yeah.
Which is not James Harden. When you think James Harden, you don't think pass the ball.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Or you don't think defense.
No. Well, you still don't think defense. That hasn't happened. But he's averaging 28 points per game and 11.6 assists per game.
Okay. So he's averaging a double-double.
Yeah.
And what's the next closest category for him?
Rebounds 7.7.
Yeah, he'd have to pick that up quite a bit.
Quite a bit. And he's not that kind of player. He's on the perimeter.
No, he's not. But I think if he wanted to, he could. He doesn't care because he doesn't play defense.
Yeah, but he's
not. He doesn't even try.
The difference between him and Russell Westbrook is Westbrook is a better athlete, and Westbrook is crashing the boards. He's dunking. He's doing acrobatic stuff.
Harden has that capability,
no,
and he doesn't.
He's not that kind of guy. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad athlete. He's a good athlete, but he's not like...
He doesn't try. That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever seen him do like an acrobatic dunk or anything?
No.
He doesn't. He's got nice little moves around the basket, but it's like he's got like a pretty strong like old man game for a young guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All I'm saying is this.
Okay.
Gosh. I don't think he puts in 100% effort.
He definitely doesn't.
And if he put in 100% effort, I think he could get 3 more rebounds a game.
And average a triple-double.
And average a triple-double.
Well, I'm just impressed that he's averaging 11.6 assists per game. Can you see it?
No.
Okay. Would you care? So this year he's averaging 11.6 after 25 games.
Yeah.
Would you care to guess what his career average is for assists per game? Well, 5.2. Which is a huge difference.
Yeah.
His career average rebounds, 4.7. So he's upped that too. So maybe his, you know... His points per game, 21. So maybe he has upped his effort level.
Yeah.
Which doesn't feel like a James Harden thing to do.
Honestly, I don't think I've seen the highlights. I haven't seen Houston play yet. I haven't watched a lot of NBA yet.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, Christmas Day is when it launches.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some Cavs games. I've seen just a handful. If it's on, I'll watch it. But until the Bulls are over, When the Bulls are over, that's when I officially pick up the NBA.
Well, the Bulls play the whole NBA season. They never, they play.
What are you talking about?
It's when you said bowls, I thought you said bowls at first.
All and the so, bowls.
Yeah, you're like, until the bowls are done, I'm not even paying attention to the NBA. It's like, well, they play the whole season.
They're one of the teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna go the whole season, you know.
Bowl.
I don't know.
Bowl. Try to figure out which one I'm saying. Bowl.
College football bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
Bowl.
Same thing. Did you?
No, I'm trying to say the team. Bowl. Now, if you put an S on it, bowls.
Same. It feels.
Bowls.
Sound like you said balls, though.
Are they pronounced the same?
I don't even know how you could look that up.
Bowl. 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 Bowl.
Okay, so.
Bowl?
Oh, my gosh.
Bowl. Bowl.
So the bowl, like a bowl that you eat, a cereal bowl.
Yeah. Or college football bowl.
Is B the, you know, like on the definition
yeah,
of
yeah.
it?
Yeah, go to dictionary.com yeah, and
the,
figure out.
On the dictionary thing, it gives you like the.
Phonetic or yeah. the.
Okay, so. Bowl is B O O L with like a little. Umlaut kind
like
of thing
a happy
over it.
Smiley face.
And then bowl, like a cereal bowl, is B-O-L, like Manute Bowl. You know?
Bowl.
So let's listen to it. Because this should
will
say.
Will it play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bring that mic over. This is cereal bowl.
Bowl.
And this is Chicago Bowl.
Bowl.
It sounds the same. Bowl.
Sounded the same to me.
Bowl.
I think we just need to
bowl.
Yeah, like
bowl.
Brew a pot of coffee. We're gonna be here till this thing gets figured out.
We'll pour it in a bowl. Bowl.
The Chicago, like there should be
the
a,
Chicago Bulls.
Bulls.
The college football Bulls.
It's the same.
Okay.
I don't care what dictionary.com says. It's the same.
Okay.
All right.
Until the college football. Bowls are over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch NBA. I don't until the Bulls are over. I don't watch the Bulls.
Right. You're not gonna watch the Bulls till the Bulls are over.
That's right.
All right. So the other thing in the NBA, really quickly, we do have to. We're running out of time.
Jeez.
There's a LeBron coaching. Issue. Should we talk about LeBron being a potential coach?
Let's save it for episode 50.
Okay, we have a special episode 50 that we're going to. We have a special guest that is has a lot of animosity towards Jason specifically when Jason's talking about LeBron James. So the episode 50 is going to be the great LeBron debate.
Yes.
And it's going to be you with your opinions about LeBron's free throw percentage up against. What I assume is going to be a lot of actual statistics.
Like spreadsheets.
Proving you wrong.
Excel documents.
Yes.
And yeah.
So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to, you know.
Let the cat out of the bag
too quickly. But big episode 50 coming up. It'll be the great LeBron debate with a special, our first guest on Lauer Road Radio.
Other than your wife over the phone.
Yeah, that's true. She was. And this dictionary guy that just talked.
Bowl.
Bowl. Bowl.
It's one syllable. You can't pronunciate anything louder.
Bowl. Bowl.
Bowl. Bowl. All
right. So college football. At the end of the year, we were tied, and I picked Army. You picked Navy as a tiebreaker. The cadets won. Is that what the Army is?
I don't know what Army is.
I don't know if it's the cadets.
I don't want to offend the Army.
That's the last people I want to offend. They have all the guns.
Yeah.
So
well, I've got some guns. They don't have all the guns.
Yeah, but they are.
They get more guns.
They're better
than I do.
At using them than you are.
Okay.
So I win.
Yeah, it's under protest.
What? How is it under protest?
Because here's the thing, you had the numbers wrong.
But then we fixed the numbers. We figured it
out.
Yeah,
but I agreed to take the opposite teams after I thought there's no way I could.
Yeah, but it's not like you just let me pick everything and you just took the opposite.
I know, but I wouldn't have done that. We both would have picked Alabama, and then I would have won by one game.
That's on you. I won.
There's no way I would have picked against Scoreboard, Alabama.
Scoreboard, I win. Period. Winning. Hashtag okay. Winning.
So I need – I'm going to have a chance to win this back.
So what we're going to do is there's like 50,000 college football bowl games, and we are going to rip through these.
Rip.
Are we going to – we're not going to pretend to be experts.
No.
Do I know
In
the
fact,
difference
some between, of these teams I haven't even seen play.
Do I know the difference between North Carolina Central and Grambling State? I don't.
Have you seen Troy play this year?
No. But one time I did an NCAA football season with Troy and won a national championship.
Well, I do that all the time because they're an independent team yeah. on the – I don't know in real life, but on NCAA football, and you can make your own schedule.
Exactly.
So they're you the schedule the best of everybody.
Yeah.
Have you seen Idaho play this year?
No.
Have you seen Wyoming play this year?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to go out on a limb here mm-hmm. and say half of these teams that we're going to guess on
mm-hmm. –
you have not seen
That's
play.
Generous. I mean, probably more than half.
75%?
Maybe.
Three quarters?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some of these teams don't even belong in a bowl.
Okay. Definitely. So let's go. Okay. Number one, the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl. North Carolina Central against Grambling State. Who you got?
I'm going to go with North Carolina Central.
Me too. The Gildan New Mexico Bowl. New Mexico against UTSA. That's the University of Texas San Antonio, I believe. How do you not take New Mexico in the New Mexico Bowl? Right?
Yeah, it's in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go to New Mexico.
I'm going to take...
Wait, are we agreeing on this?
What do you mean? No, we're not agreeing on it.
Okay.
I mean, some will agree on, for sure.
Well, I thought at one time we had talked about...
No, I think this is more fun.
Okay.
So I'm going to take UTSA, okay. Texas San Antonio, because I just got a real good feeling about them.
I'll take New Mexico.
All right. Las Vegas Bowl, Houston versus San Diego State. Houston minus Tom Herman. He's not going to be coaching the bowl game.
Yeah.
They're kind of maybe, you know, upset about that. It's in Las Vegas. There's lots of distractions in Las Vegas. It feels like a good upset special recipe for San Diego State.
Okay, you can take them if you want. I'm not.
I'm taking Houston. Yeah. Marshall Faulk does not play for San Diego State anymore. All right, Appalachian State versus Toledo.
What bowl is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. Raycom Media Camellia Bowl.
Okay.
Who do you
got?
That
makes a difference.
Appalachian State versus Toledo.
I'll go Appalachian State.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, man. I'm Toledo all the way on that one. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
And you've seen neither of them play all year?
Neither.
I saw Appalachian State against Tennessee.
Oh, I guess I did watch some of that.
Yeah, that was a good game.
All right. The Auto Nation Cure Bowl. University of Central Florida against Akron-Sass State.
I'll go UCF. That's where Lane Kiffin's going, right?
I don't know.
He just signed, or he just agreed to...
He agreed to go somewhere.
Atlantic, no, it's Florida Atlantic.
I don't know. Well, I know that originally there was a rumor that he was going to go to Houston, and then that fell through.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I should know what that is, but I don't know.
All right, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Southern Mississippi against Louisiana Lafayette. It's in New Orleans.
I'll go Southern Miss.
Really?
My brother-in-law, my wife's sister's husband.
Sure.
Graduated from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a big Southern Miss. That's Brett Favre territory.
Favre. And, like, wasn't there a wide receiver that went there that was pretty... Like, did Jerry Rice go there?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, next, the Miami Beach Bowl. Central Michigan against Tulsa. Mm. We both lived in Tulsa at one point.
I'll go Tulsa.
I'm going to go Central Michigan. All right. Memphis against Western Kentucky, the Boca Raton Bowl.
Where's that at?
Boca Raton. That's
Florida.
In
Florida.
Florida.
You're going to say Louisiana.
I thought it was in Louisiana.
That's Baton Rouge.
Ah.
Yes.
Right.
I knew that was going to trip you up.
I think Boca Raton means big rat.
I would expect no less.
I could be wrong about that. Memphis against Western Kentucky.
I'll go Western Kentucky.
Ooh, I'm taking Memphis. All right. We get a lot of disagreements on here. One of us is going to have a good record, and one of us is going to have a bad record, probably.
We could both have a 500 record.
Shut up. So, next. San Diego, the San Diego County CU Poinsettia Bowl. The BYU against Wyoming. That is a mouthful.
I'll take BYU, the Fighting Mormons.
You got the Fighting Mormons? I'm taking BYU as well. All right, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yes.
It's Idaho versus Colorado State. How do you not take Idaho in the Idaho Potato Bowl? The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
I don't know, but I'm going to.
You're taking Colorado State?
I'll take Colorado State.
Dang.
They know their potatoes.
I'm taking Idaho. That's the easiest pick all day. The Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. Eastern Michigan against Old Dominion.
Ooh. And it's played in the Bahamas.
I would assume so.
I'm going to go Old Dominion.
Really?
Because here's my reasoning. I think Eastern Michigan, it's cold.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the Bahamas, and they're going to feel like it's a vacation. They're going to forget that they're even playing football.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty. I'm taking Eastern Michigan. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl.
Mm.
Louisiana Tech against our first ranked team, Navy.
Yes.
Who just lost to Army.
Yes.
You got Louisiana Tech or Navy?
I'll take Louisiana Tech.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got Navy all the way, my friend.
Because they just lost, and you think they're on a rebound.
I do. And plus, it's an Armed Forces Bowl, and Navy's in it.
Yeah, that's a good... I didn't think about that.
The Dollar General Bowl.
Looking forward to that one.
Ohio versus Troy.
I'll go Troy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm taking Ohio.
Are you taking them opposite on purpose?
No. Okay. I look at these. I make my decision. You say what you say, and I have already decided.
This will determine who's a better sports
person.
Next,
yeah. The Hawaii Bowl is Hawaii against Boy, that's a hard word to say. Middle Tennessee. I want to say Middle Tennessee, but it's not. Middle Tennessee against Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl.
I'll take Middle Tennessee.
Oh, man. It's too much travel. All right, next, the St. Petersburg Bowl. Miami of Ohio against Mississippi State.
Ooh, I will go Miami of Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take an SEC team against a MAC team.
Good luck with that.
Okay. Next, the Quick Lane Bowl. Maryland, I've seen them play before. I'm not impressed. Against Boston College.
I'll take the Big Ten on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the Big Ten, this is they're good this year.
Well, Maryland's played, like, they played Michigan, they played Ohio State, they played Penn State.
Well,
Maryland's played three, like, impossible games to win.
And they lost, like, 500-1.
Just saying that Boston College isn't any of those teams.
But Doug Flutie went to Boston College.
What does that have to do with anything?
The Camping World Independence Bowl is next. NC State versus Vanderbilt.
Mm. NC State.
I am taking Vanderbilt because I just finished watching this New York documentary and they talked about the Vanderbilts,
yeah,
who were New York people.
Yes.
And so
railroad,
I learned.
Oil.
Steel. Yeah, sure. So I'm taking Vanderbilt. Next, the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl.
And what is Zaxby's?
I think it's a restaurant. Like, I think they do chicken, I'm pretty sure.
Chicken.
Or fish. Next, that's Army versus North Texas.
Ah.
North Texas. It's the Heart of Dallas Bowl. North Texas.
I'm going Army.
Oh, man. Really? Army. Okay. Next, the Military Bowl. Number 24, Temple, against Wake Forest. This is in Maryland. It's the Military Bowl, Temple versus Wake Forest.
Temple's having a good year. I'm going to go Temple.
Me too. All right, next, the National Funding Holiday Bowl, Minnesota against Washington State.
What are they funding?
Holidays? National Funding Holiday Bowl?
I don't get it.
This is in San Diego, Minnesota against Washington State.
Washington State. L. Falk.
Me too. Next, the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl, Boise State versus Baylor in Phoenix, Arizona.
Boise State all the way.
Oh, man, I'm going Baylor all the way.
Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy. I'm crazy like a fox. All right.
Okay, Boise State's 10-2.
Yeah.
Baylor's 6-6.
I've seen Baylor play, and I think they can beat Boise State.
Have you seen Boise State play?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
No.
Okay. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl. number 23 Pittsburgh, one of the teams that beat Penn State this year, against Northwestern. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. All right, against Northwestern. This is in the Bronx. This is in New York City. So it's a cold weather game.
I'll go Pittsburgh.
You go Pittsburgh? I'm going to take Pittsburgh, too. Next, because Northwestern, they care too much about academics there, you know, so...
Honestly, I think Northwestern's decent. They almost beat Ohio State.
Yeah, maybe. Next, the Russell Athletic Bowl. Number 16, West Virginia.
Mm.
The West Virginia Mountaineers, number 16, against Miami of Florida. This is in Orlando.
Mm.
So, you know, Miami's got less travel time.
I'll go West Virginia.
Me too. All right. Next, the Foster Farms Bowl. Indiana against number 19, Utah.
Take the Fighting Mormons.
Really? I'm taking Indiana. I think Indiana's decent this year. I really do. Next, the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. This is in Houston, Texas. It's Texas A&M against Kansas State.
I'll go Texas A&M.
I'm going Kansas State. The Birmingham Bowl. Surprise, it's in Birmingham, Alabama. It's Southern Florida against South Carolina.
I'll go with Florida.
Really? Boy, that's amazing how many times you're taking different teams than me. I'm taking South Carolina. Next, the Belk Bowl. Akron Sass against number 22, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech's going to be favored to win that game, but I'll take Akron Sass.
I'm taking Akron Sass, too. I'm going with my boy, Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe.
All right. Next, we're getting into the better bowls now. The Valero Alamo Bowl. And where would the Alamo Bowl be? San Antonio, Texas. Number 12, Oklahoma State against number 10, Colorado.
Basement in the Alamo?
There's no basement in the Alamo.
I'm going to go with Colorado.
Really? Colorado. I'm taking Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State got robbed in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
They really have an argument to say that they even belong in the top whatever if they would have beaten Oklahoma.
I mean, they've lost three games.
But I feel like they've really only lost two. So I'm taking Oklahoma State. Next, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Georgia against Texas Christian.
Georgia.
I'm taking TCU. Next, the Hyundai Sun Bowl, number 18, Stanford against North Carolina. It's in El Paso, Texas, if that helps.
Stanford.
I'm taking Stanford as well. Next, the Franklin America Motor City Music Bowl.
Mortgage?
Yeah, maybe that's the Franklin America Mortgage Music City Bowl. Man, that's a mouthful.
Jeez.
Nebraska against Tennessee.
Mm.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I am not impressed by Tennessee.
Neither am I.
They're overranked.
It's in Nashville.
In for Nashville. Nebraska.
I'm taking Nebraska, too. Next, the Nova... Okay, now, as we're doing this list, it has to dawn on you how impossible it is for somebody to get all of these games correct.
I already have.
Okay. The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson, it's South Alabama against Air Force.
It's a 5:30 game.
Yeah?
On ABC.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's Friday.
ASN. What's ASN?
I should tell you something about the bowl. I have no idea what ASN is.
That's the TV network that it's on.
Okay. Who you got? South Alabama against Air Force.
I'll go Air Force?
Air Force? I was going to take Air Force, too.
Okay.
Because I know that Air Force, where they are in Colorado, is like a high elevation.
Yes.
I feel like they're going to have better...
It's going to help them in the desert.
You know, but they're going to get a lot more oxygen down there. They're going to be like super heroes.
Supercharged.
Yeah, because they're not going to be in the thin air anymore. They've been practicing in the thin air.
Yeah.
Next, the Capital One Orange Bowl. Michigan against Florida State. Now we're in the big boy territory.
I will be rooting for Florida State.
Okay.
So I'll pick them to win. I think if Harbaugh's there, I think Harbaugh wins.
See, that's the monkey wrench in this.
Yeah.
Is if Harbaugh, like, what happens with the Rams will tell us. I think if Harbaugh leaves, they'll be completely depressed.
Yes.
And they will lose the game.
I agree.
Or they'll be super fired up and, like, mad or something. But I don't know. I got Michigan either way because I think they're the better team.
I'll take Florida State just because I hate Michigan.
Yeah, I hate
Michigan. I love to hate Michigan.
Yeah.
So,
okay. I think they're better, so that's why I'm picking them. Next, the Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Florida. LSU is ranked 20 against Louisville. The Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson Jr., 13.
I'm not going to go against Lamar.
I am going against Lamar because these guys that win the Heisman Trophy, I remember when it happened to Troy Smith.
Oh, well, he got fat. Well, like in 3 weeks.
Yeah, because they're like
30 pounds.
Because all they're doing is like going to dinners and like, you know, they're just.
Lamar Jackson's not getting fat.
Well, I'm just telling you, he might not get fat, but he might get soft, you know, and lose that edge. So I am taking LSU, but you got Louisville.
Yeah.
All right. The Tax Slayer Bowl, Georgia Tech against Kentucky. This is in Jacksonville, Florida.
I will go with the Georgia Tech.
I got Georgia Tech, too. They run a funky offense, and if you're not used to going against them, they can be problematic. Next, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Number four. This is a big one. This is a top four. Washington at Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. The PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, Ohio State, Clemson. This is it.
Ohio State.
You got Ohio State?
I think they do really well in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah. I'm just so nervous about it.
For the record, I don't think Ohio State's one of the best four teams in the country.
Yeah, but you think they're better than Clemson at the Fiesta Bowl?
I'm not sold on Clemson. I've seen them play. They don't look good. Ohio State doesn't look good. Both these teams don't even – I'm not going to say they don't deserve to be in there because I don't know. I think there's a lot of bad teams in college football.
Subpar, like average. There's a lot of mediocre. We don't have like four – we have one elite team
and then a bunch
of other stuff.
That's right. There's one elite team. And then everybody else is the same.
Well, I'm taking Ohio State, too, but I'm nervous. I just – running quarterbacks make me nervous. Next, the Outback Bowl. This is like the consolation prize for a Big Ten team usually. Florida is ranked 17th against Iowa, who underperformed this year.
Yeah, I'll go Iowa.
Really?
Yeah. I think Florida State will probably be favored probably by 6 points in that game. I don't know if that lines out yet, but
– I have no idea. Next, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Western Michigan, who was great all year long, against...
Undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated, against a very good Wisconsin team.
Wisconsin.
You got Wisconsin?
Yeah. That's not even a question.
I think this is a Boise State situation, where when Boise State beat Oklahoma in the bowl game, they had everything to play for, because they were out to prove to the world that they were great, and Oklahoma was just kind of depressed that they were there. It's not what they wanted. It's not what they were looking forward to all season. They had nothing to prove. So that's why I got Western Michigan.
Well, I'll say that Western Michigan and Wisconsin geographically are pretty close.
Yeah.
A lot of these players probably played against each other in high school, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wisconsin has better players.
Well, yeah. And Oklahoma had better players than Boise State. But yeah. It's just this like mental thing of this is our Super Bowl. And Wisconsin is like a consolation.
I'm just saying a lot of these players are going to know each other.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was on my team in high school. He didn't even start.
Yeah.
He's starting for Western Michigan.
Yeah, and he's got an axe to grind. Next, the Rose Bowl. USC, Penn State.
USC.
Yeah, me too.
I want to root for the Big Ten.
I do too. Actually, I don't know what the deal is with Penn State. I don't think they're that good, and I don't know how they kept winning. But maybe I'm wrong. Next, the All-State Sugar Bowl. Auburn versus Oklahoma.
I'm going to go Auburn.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like Oklahoma.
Well, I don't like Oklahoma either, but I think they're better than Auburn. So so that's it. I mean, the last game is the national championship. So
you want to save that?
Well, we could save it. We both have Ohio State against Alabama in the national championship.
I think Alabama will probably win.
Yeah. But we'll save that. That won't be one of our picks.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's no way to know. So there's the picks. Take those to the bank. And make some money in Vegas with that. You're welcome.
Yeah. I hope you took notes.
I barely did. All right. So that is it. We are past our time. Like I said, next week is episode 49. We're going to do a special Christmas movie draft, hopefully, with Harrison.
Yes.
We'll be a part of it. And so we'll talk about that. And then there's a very special episode 50. The Great LeBron Debate is coming up for our special episode 50. And then we're right around the corner for episode 52, which is our one-year anniversary.
Yes.
Our show is 1 year old.
Yes. Well, not quite.
Almost.
Almost.
So, and then there's some changes coming up in the new year. We're excited about some changes, things that we think are going to make the show better, right?
Yes. Yes.
And expand our reach of influence. And maybe have actual sponsors one day.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, that's why we do this.
There's no other reason.
No.
I would not talk to you for this long every week if I didn't have to.
Well, you know, in the past 36 years of our life, you never have.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know why things
Well, rightfully so. You were mean to me.
It went both ways. We were mean to each other.
Crap rolls downhill, and I was downhill.
That is true.
Well, you know what's funny is I tell stories about, like, you know, what you did to me when we were kids sometimes to to my kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They probably think I'm a horrible person.
Well, the other day, something happened at school that was kind of like a bad thing that another kid did to another kid. It was like really mean. You know what I mean? And I was kind of like using it as a teaching opportunity to be nice to this kid and to help him out because I'm sure it must be difficult.
Right.
And then Abby was like, did Uncle Jason do that to you when you were... I'm like, no, he wasn't that bad, you know? And so she's convinced that you were just... She's just
evil.
Know, yeah. So I did...
I don't think I was evil.
You were just mean, you know?
Well, that's what older brothers do.
Sure. Exactly. So so there you go. As we go out, is there... are we still feeling Christmassy? Are we still feeling festive?
Yeah. I mean, I feel cold still.
It's cold. And Thursday is going to be like 4 degrees below zero.
Right now, it's, what, 20 degrees outside?
Yeah. Did Dad call you?
He told me to check my radiator.
He told me the same thing. I'm like, Dad, I'm an adult, you know, and I'm embarrassed that I didn't think of that.
Did you check it yet?
No. But it's
Are
not,
you going to?
I actually am, yeah.
I'm just going to pour some antifreeze in there.
That's what it does.
Just top it off.
To top it off.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to top off your...
It just will boil out, like it bubbles out.
Yeah.
You know, and then animals can come drink it.
This has been your automotive minute from Jason Owens. Let the antifreeze boil out and animals to drink it. And it will kill those animals.
Those animals shouldn't be drinking antifreeze.
Apparently it tastes...
Survival of the fittest.
Apparently antifreeze tastes like lemon-lime Gatorade. I've been told that.
Could it smell
like it.
Could you get hurt if you swished it in your mouth and spit it out?
I don't know.
Like, what is antifreeze? Like, I know, like...
Next week, when John Meadows comes...
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, for episode 50.
Yeah.
We'll just pour a cup of antifreeze, and we'll tell him it's Gatorade. And we'll just... and we'll just say, John, just take a sip of that Gatorade. Take a tiny sip of it.
What if we just pour it, like, backfill... Like, go buy a bottle of Gatorade at the store, empty it out, and backfill it with that.
Okay. And then we'll just have him drink it, and we'll just say... You know, just, hey, for the rest of the day, let us know how you're feeling, you know. And you'd be like, why? I'm like, well, you know, we're just concerned about you. We just wanted to make sure you're okay. And then we'll know.
For the record, nobody should drink antifreeze.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It'll kill you. We'll have him swish it in his mouth and spit it.
That's what I'm saying. That was my point.
John's younger. He's got a better immune system than we do. Our immune system is fighting off all sorts of stuff that his doesn't have to fight off.
Yeah.
So his is ready to fight off that. So we'll have – that'll be part of episode 50. We're going to have John swish antifreeze in his mouth. What if it gave him some sort of like superpower? That's how like comic books start.
Did you just release our special guest?
Did I? I did, didn't I?
You did.
I did. We teased it.
You teased it, and now the tease is over. People know who it is.
It's John Meadows.
We could go back and just edit this out.
It's not going to happen. So it's John Meadows. And
well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Eventually, in year two of the show.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and say it now. Yeah. Year two of the show, we want all of our regulars, our friends of the show,
right,
to be on the show in some capacity.
We'd like,
whether it's a phone call or live in studio.
If you have a nickname, we want you on the show.
Yes.
At some point.
So Ice B...
Ice B would be coming through, you would think, Ohio at some point.
We'll catch
be coming back for a wedding.
Husky
or,
Luke.
Yeah.
That might be a phone one.
Yeah. Husky Luke will have to be... And Adam the Male Nervous.
Shoeless Joe.
Yeah, all of those.
Yeah.
So that's part of our big plans. But we have other big plans, too.
Bigger plans.
Bigger plans that are going to totally change the show for the better.
Like, we're going to get heat in the studios.
That's ridiculous. All right, we got to get out of here, man. What song do you want to hear? What song?
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. All right, Frosty the Snowman is playing right now, and we are out of here. This is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and to never wear the blue sweats.
Sayonara, amigos.